Hey, Meow Mentors. So today let's talk about how to get rid of bad habits. Like, what do you do if your cat has bad habits? Not you, obviously. Although, who knows? Maybe some of this will work for you. Cats are sometimes the gods of mischief, aren't they? They steal your food, scratch up furniture and carpets, and soil the house with their litter box. All in all, cats have a lot of terrible traits that make them pretty annoying to live with. This is why, if your cat has bad habits, you are best off taking care of them. So take these 5 tips with you and turn your disobedient cat to a, mostly, obedient, warmth-giving house pet. Disclaimer, my 2 cats, Emily and Charlotte, are wonderful. They don't soil the house. They don't scratch up things they're not supposed to. They do none of this. So I know this works. I know this is really good. And I know that you can do this. So please do not be afraid to use these 5 techniques. And send me a message either on Anchor via audio, that's where you listen to podcasts, or if you are on social media, find us at Cat Lady Justin or join our Facebook group, The Kitty Boss, and let me know which of these upcoming 5 are your favorites. And remember to review the podcast. Remember to rate the podcast on Apple. Share this episode. And let's build our community of meow mentors. So here we go. How to get rid of your cat's bad habits. 1, discourage bad behavior. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about this, because here are things you don't want to do because they don't work. You don't want to hit your cat, spank your cat, scream and yell in anger at your cat. And there are 2 reasons not to do it. 1 is it doesn't work, period. 2, the cat doesn't learn the lesson. It just actually becomes afraid of you. So instead of thinking, oh, it's going to be negative association and you're disciplining the cat and now it's going to, you know, not go on the counter or scratch the furniture because of the pain associated with it or the, no, it just learns to be afraid of you and damages your relationship with your pet. So while that may work for other animals, I don't know, it definitely doesn't work for cats. So don't do that. They don't learn that way. That's not how cats learn. That's not what I mean by discouraging bad habits, nor is spraying them with water and all of that. Again, they just learn to be afraid of you. They just learn fear. So it's not a very good thing. It's just going to take your relationship down a notch or two. And that's not what you want, is it? So what do I mean by discouraging bad behaviors, or how can you discourage it? Well, there are other ways to do it. So for example, when Emily and Charlotte were scratching up windowsills early on, there are things you can put on the windowsills or your furniture or wherever you don't want them scratching, if they scratch there, that kind of repels them. So most cats don't like citrus smells. There's exceptions, of course, but most cats don't like that. So they sell these little repellent sprays that are generally citrus-based, and you just kind of spray it on. They're not toxic. They smell good to humans, but to cats, they smell gross, and those they stay away from them. They also sometimes sell these like sticky tape type of things that you can put on the furniture, and that also repels them because they don't like that texture. That texture is gross to the cat, so they learn quickly. And don't worry, you don't have to leave it on forever, because I know some of you are going to be thinking, oh, I'm not putting sticky stuff on my furniture. You don't have to leave it on forever. The cat learns its lesson, and then you can remove it, and it's all good. So that's 1, is to discourage the bad behavior. 2, encourage good behavior. So what I mean by that is reward them when they do something good. Like if you notice that they're scratching their scratching post, you can give them a little treat. If they are doing something great, like in the litter box, You can, you know, going in the litter box, you can also give them a little treat or praise them. Cats don't, while they don't respond to, you know, yelling at them and stuff because it, they just get afraid of you, they respond very well to praise, to good kitty and petting them and stroking them. That definitely reinforces their bond with you and their good feelings. So cats learn by positive reinforcement. So encourage that good behavior with treats, with rewards, with whatever is a reward for them. So again, there's an example I have for my cats. So I have two. So Emily loves being brushed so much. It's like once you start, she never wants you to stop. So I can actually use brushing as a reward for Emily. Charlotte tolerates brushing in small doses, but she doesn't love it. So it's not a reward for her. She's not one of those cats that's averse to it or hates it, but she just, it's not her favorite thing. It's Emily's favorite thing. So you have to notice them, you have to observe them and see what they love. So that's number two, encouraging good behavior. Number three, try to understand its needs. Is it lacking something? So for example, sometimes these behaviors, whether it's scratching stuff or it could be because they're bored. Maybe they need more toys, or maybe they just need more attention and playtime with you. If you remember, there's several episodes where I talk about playing with cats is like walking a dog. It's not optional. It's essential to play with the cat at least once a day. And so if your cat is being naughty, chances are it's bored and it needs a little bit more attention. But also, some bad behaviors could stem from a physical reason. We talked about that also in previous episodes, and especially in the last episode where we interviewed Dr. Rachel Geller, and we talked about some issues, behavioral issues, actually stem from physical pain. So you need to notice what's going on with your cat. Are they in pain? Are they avoiding the litter box because they associate it with pain? Because it hurts when they poo or when they pee. So you need to really try to understand its needs. Is it lacking something? Is it in pain? Is there something going on? And that's so important. Number four, have a timeout. I just remember these from when I was a little boy, you know, and it works with cats too. So if a cat's being naughty, you can give them a timeout. Like if Emily and Charlotte get into a scuffle, and they never hurt each other, but you know, they can get into a little, you know, cat fight. I'll separate them, give them a timeout, lock them up in a room for an hour or what until they start, you know, meowing to get out. And so that kind of punishment, if you will, that does work with them. Whereas yelling at them doesn't work because they don't understand that. They understand that, you know, they've been separated for a little bit. Now, obviously, time out, not like kick them outside or somewhere where they're in danger. But you can definitely give them a time out. Lock them in the bathroom with a litter box and some water. You know, they can stay in there for a couple hours until they behave or calm down. And then, so that's number four, having a timeout. And then fifth is pursue proper training. So we interview once a month. We have a catch-up. I say interview. It's not really an interview. It's more a catch-up with Dr. Rachel Geller, who's one of the world's foremost cat behaviorists and chaplain. But there are others. They exist. They're there. Rachel is free. You know, if your cat is a real problem and you're thinking about giving it up, then you talk to her. But if it's not an urgent issue and you just want to start training your cat, you can. And there's ways to do it. You can probably buy a book. I'm not going to lie. Jason Galaxy's book. He's that famous dude from the television show. It's good. There's a lot of good information in there. Personally, I find that there's a little bit too much information in there, and some of the things are expensive to do, and some of them are a little bit unnecessary. And there's also a viewpoint thing, because while I do think that it's funny to say that, you know, we're, you know, we're the cat's servants and all that. The truth is we have both evolved together, both of our species, in a very symbiotic way. And so while we serve our cats, you know, they are really also our pets. They can meet us halfway. They can adapt to us. We don't just have to adapt our entire lifestyle and environment to the cat. It does and can work both ways. Yes, you do need to adapt a little bit, but no, you don't need to completely just placate absolutely everything that your cat wants to do. You don't have to. Cats can be trained. They can be trained properly. So there's lots of really good books out there. There's cat behaviorists that you can hire that will do wonders for your cat. So just keep those things in mind, because they could work really, really well for you if the need arises for some training for your cat. So those are the 5 recommendations I have on how to get rid of your cat's bad behaviors. If you have any more or more details you'd share, I remind you once again, Cat Lady Justin on social media, everywhere, go ahead and connect. Send us a message on Anchor. I'd love to include your voice, and I look forward to hearing from you.